Steve, which is what?
It is.
I'd like to thank the lads for bringing me, thank all of you for getting me involved as well, and I want to thank you all for listening in advance. The first poem we're going to do is one I wrote there, I think it was 4 days ago. I met a guy, and I felt like I was talking to myself. Just anything that I've been going through, I live in a small town and I feel like I don't fit in. It feels like I'm on the outside looking in the whole thing. I got insecure about it for years, and talking with this guy, I just realised, alright, I don't have to fit in, because it's not just me, he's like that in his hometown. Everything he said was like everything I felt, and everything I said was everything that he felt. So that was my validation right there. It's just, if it's not for you, you can embrace it for what it is. And if it isn't, don't bother, like, just do what you like and you'll be alright. So, this is what happened, you know. I hope it's as good now as I tried to build it up to. Otherwise, I shot myself in the foot. Anyway, it's called, you gotta find rocks before you find the gem. I wish to expand beyond soaps, shop talk, and ego trills. I'm okay out here. You're in Plato's cave. I'm like a headache, so you give me placebo pills. That's fine with me. I've seen the fire, but you still see the shadows. That's your lives. That's fine, but I'll follow my fire's arrows. I'll entertain your chat, but I realized I'm not really into that. With knowledge of self comes responsibility to understand, rise above, and grow. So, we're all energy. Why waste it on negativity? I'll embrace life as a blessing. The bad times are a lesson and a chance to grow and become closer to peace, love, and connectivity. Perception holds the key to free your mind from depression. But ironically, a point of view can also be a deception.
Thank
you. And the next one is, it's called My Heart on My Sleeve. I wrote about a girl I fancied, and she had this idea that I was a player. And, you know, because I was a rapper. Not because of my acting. But she only seen the social face, and she didn't know the inside of me. You forget me. Social face was, if you go out with confidence and pretend, you know, like, oh, look, I like all these girls and they all like me, then you assume that other girls don't want to come to you as well. But really what you're doing is giving yourself a bad image. So I wrote this hoping that if she read it, she might go, oh, he's actually alright, and then change her mind, but it didn't happen. It's called My Heart on My Sleeve. I drift to the memories you inspire, because of late I require Hestia's fire. It's clear she sees me as a player knee-deep in player talk and player walk. With Chancellor's eyes and Chancellor's tongue, I feel my chest, because poet's heart lies in between poet's lungs. I utter words sincere, because my heart be dear, contrary to how it may appear. I've touched on tantric, my heart's romantic, and Florence frantic, but any semantic analysis causes confident paralysis. An element of lust is not outweighed by the element of trust. I play and succeed, not out of greed, but for the artificial fix I need, so my heart won't bleed, until Cupid pays heed and brings you up to speed. And I wrote the second verse then, kind of like for a different song, and I put it into this. And I think this may be the reason why she thinks I was a player. There's a beauty in variety, it reflects in my propriety. Women are my religion, so I'm acting on a piety. Ye are what inspire me, and loads before my time. If you inspire love, well then my ink is in its prime. I mingle when I'm single, just to chat my poets speak. I mingle when I'm single, to make my poets weak. I mingle when I'm single, otherwise my poets bleak. But if there's art in your physique, we're on a winning streak. I might kiss you on the cheek, as you're running up the street, and I realise behind the eyes lies a man unique. The value of my soul is on the shelf at an antique. As a man I'm lost, but as a poet I seek some divine intervention. I wish to find love, and that's really what I should mention. Thank you. I've got two more poems, and then I'm going to hand it to Gary for his acapella. This one is about this girl I know, and she's gone through some things. She thought the only way that she could get validation was by having sex with everyone she knew. And trying to, you know, that kind of trying to impress people by buying them their lunch and stuff like that. You know, that when it comes from a really insecure place, you're like, yeah, I'll do that for you, I'll do this, I'll do this. You become a kind of like a doormat. You don't see that you are. And instead of, you miss the fact that that's people walking all over you, you're not actually making connections. And you're trying to impress everyone, but you're only putting yourself up. So I wrote this kind of about her, but I never told her that it was about her because it didn't matter her feelings. And I called it Meet Mary instead of what her name was. But I actually played the song, and I was kind of over there at the time, and I played the song, and she was in the house, and she was like, that's not about me. No. How do I think that? Her name isn't Mary. It's called Meet Mary, a teen. She's about to do exams. She has intelligence, book smarts, and prosperous plans. She dedicated her school life to meeting her demands, but the one thing she craves is attention from a man. She can't cope with the pressure or fitting in with peers. Her escape is a promiscuous life and a few beers. She dabbles in the drugs just to find a way, but her perspective is fading and is starting to stray, to the point where the highs are defining her day, and her grasp of reality is fading to grey. She's out on the town with her assets on show, with intentions of creating a love scenario. But this approach isn't working because the wrong thing grows. She accepts this life because that's all that she knows. Now party after party, she's getting fonder of the drink, to the point where she's having sex and forgetting to think. Meet Mary, a teen just about to do exams, has intelligence and book smarts and prosperous plans. Meet Mary, a teen just about to do exams, has intelligence and book smarts and prosperous plans. She meets a young boy and he offers her a pill. To impress the young lad, well, she goes against her will. She takes it, she hates it, now the whole room is spinning. Last thing she remembers is the young boy grinning. She wakes up naked and begins to cry. She turns to an empty bed. There's no sign of the boy. She puts her clothes on and her tears run dry, and the effect of the pill makes her want to die. She can't find the boy because she can't recall his face. It hits her really hard. He's gone without a trace. She's been used again, and she feels like a disgrace. That one bad choice, and it makes her feel out of place. Meet Mary, a teen just about to do exams, has intelligence and book smarts and prosperous plans. 6 weeks later, she's feeling nauseous. It's playing on her mind, wishing she was cautious. She finished her exams and got accepted to college, but it's ruined when the doctor informs her with the knowledge. She's pregnant, a problem, and she can't solve it. Can't remember daddy's face, so he can't resolve it. She has to stay put and find herself a job, the result of a choice to put a pill in her gut. Meet Mary, the teen who just did her exams. Meet Mary, the teen who just did her exams. Now she has to go and cancel all of her plans. She didn't end up having a getting knocked up, but I wrote it like, so thinking that maybe if she heard it, she might relax a little bit. So she was on that road, and she didn't relax. She didn't bother. She moved out home, went to college and everything, and I bumped into her. And I was like, so how are you getting on to college? And she's like, oh, it's right good. But I could tell by the smile that she meant, it's right good. Anyway, the one for dinner was about the recession. I wrote it because I wanted to actually write a rhyme that said something about something, because before, all my other rhymes were just about women and sex. I was kind of like, I don't know, I'd like to say something, I'd like to do something positive, okay. I have a message or something, you know? And I was delighted, I got it published in the paper home and everything. It's funny. I only asked them if they put it in to the paper, right? Just in a little smaller section. And for anyone who wanted to read it, I didn't want to force it on anyone around. They put it in the middle with a big picture of a euro coin. It looked ridiculous. Leaning a rapper above and says, the recession is not a depression. I was mortified. I got loads of odd feathers. Well, she was proud to punch.
What's under the paper?
I used to go down to the pub then, and all the old fellas would come over. Oh, Jesus, I must get young shit, I'm an old pint. No, no, I'm an old young fella. Huh? Yeah, no, really, thanks. It's Morris, by the way. Alright, here we go. There comes a recession, so let me ask a question. Do you think it will cause a depression? You see, our tendency of late was a lack of faith. And a need to create status and keep up to date. And outdo by looking new and feeling competition every time someone looks at you. Most of us are unemployed, but I'm happy and I dance inside. Happiness depended on money, but it's going to be funny when the whole world runs out of honey. See, because then you'll have to rely on people. And if you take away the money, you take away evil. Sharing is caring, but when it's motivated by money, sharing becomes daring. So if you're lacking in the pocket and you're worrying, stop. We can come together and not worry about a profit. We're in the same boat, so let's row together and float up a river, a revolution. To me, recession is a solution. Without money, would there be less pollution? Feck it. It's only going to be bad if we let it be. Let's go back to the horse and chariot. Pick up your lariat. Imagine it. Imagine this. House 22's having dinner at 8. And don't you dare be late. 23 brought the veg, 24 brought the meat, every other house brought themselves a seat. Imagine this every night of every week, a party and a feast and human connection. Imagine the recession symbolizing a perfection, and we begin to grin and become our brother's keeper, no money fever, a helpful feeder. Yes, I'm a dreamer and a believer, in goodwill, it won't wow and thrill, and then we can't be superficial because money can't be. Love is free, and that's what we seek. Imagine dying with different neighbors every week. Imagine rappers, poets, storytellers, dancers, entertaining the dwellers, dinner makers, and chanters. It has an ideal, it is an appeal, and with a bit of this, revolution could be real. Wouldn't it be nice, instead of watching television, that you were listening to craft and its precision? Instead of worrying about making money for a living, you were actually living. Wouldn't it be nice to listen to old people's wisdom? And envision households supplying with provision, and decisions were made based on the greater good. Would we be less materialistic? Would we become a bit more holistic? With the spirit and the artistic, would we offer many hands and required logistics? Would we end up approaching mystics, accepting misfits, and become less of a statistic? Would we ponder the meaning of dualistic, and we're being realistic or optimistic? The situation is not fatalistic. If we're affected, we could be altruistic. I'm certainly touching on the humanistic, and obviously touching on the futuristic. Will it abolish our racist ways? Because we spend our days looking for ways to get by. Now, would you wave goodbye to a Polish guy if he offered you food because you couldn't get by? Can you see how money tends to separate? We hate the race for their money-making ways. But now it's all in vain. Because we're all the same, and the world of money is about to go up in flames. Thank you.
Yeah, so this is my first time playing doing a gig like this, so I'm going to do some verses that I had put the tunes. So this first one is kind of a very dark tune, it's kind of hard hitting. Nothing really funny about it, but don't worry, I'll do some funny stuff then after, kind of more chill-out stuff. So it's kind of based on a true story, this one. It's kind of inspired when I heard Bubba's song, Meet Mary, before. I was inspired to write this tune because I knew a girl who kind of went through, when she was really young, she got into drugs, she was going out with a really old guy who was he was a drug dealer and pretty messed up her life in a bad way. So this song is going to be on the album Shall Be Filled. It's called Class A Love. Okay. She was only 16. She knew how to mix speed with cocaine, dabbing on her gums and lips being numb. Powder up her nose with 50 pound notes, sitting in a gaff with scumbags out cold. He likes to keep her low-key indoors when she smokes weed. And when they're taking yokes, she'd wear a pair of Oakleys to hide her. When her eyes dilate, bottle of water at her side, and she needing hydration. This is her life, no school, no plan. She dropped out last year and there's no going back. A bold move, but she's not regretting that because she's getting educated about crystal meth and smack. Seeing all this cash, and she thinks that's class. And her fella is old enough to be her dad. A sick world that this girl is living in. Too young to recognize a perverted criminal. In 07, Vanessa met her fella on the street. She was getting naggins on bumming fags off fiends. But this fella was a maggot trying to chance his arm, chatting her up to get into her pants with charm. Charm? Fuck it. He didn't need it. He was in his 30s. She was only 15. He was a creep. An awful prick. She was naive. She just thought he was the shit. He could get served, and he had his own gaff. He could never get girls, so he was having a crack. He was living off drugs, so he was having a crack. Cocaine straight from Spain, he was packaging that. And her parents, they were well aware of this. Helpless and scared. They feared for their kid. And her dad, he tried to chat to the boyfriend, but he got knocked out flat. That's the point, Wayne. They decided that they called the guards. Fucking typical. Not enough proof to charge. But really, the police were afraid of death because the fella's drug gang were a major threat. They had weapons that could leave a whole place in wrecks, stab fella's faces when they didn't pay their debts. So what could anyone ever do to rescue, intervene, interfere when he could just get you? They never thought the devil could kidnap their only daughter, the same baby they splashed in holy water, driven crazy because they can't know her torture. The young lady's face looking so abnormal from the amphetamines, the ketamine, and there's evidence of plenty of digs to her head, and it's obvious she regrets getting it to bed with him because he just ruined this beautiful specimen. The bastard, the shit he did to that girl, and whenever she cries, he'd get up and attack her, slap her, full force to the jaw, beat her down to the bone till she's raw. Blood drips from her nose like the water tap the prickly, giving her coke till she snorts the last line to herself, thinking it'll all be grand. Her dad sitting back at home wants his daughter back. Frustrated, he hates it. He takes out a shotgun. He uses it occasionally for a fox hunt. But this time, it is no different. He's hunting down an animal that's damaging his kid. So he drives to the house with the gun in his coat. He tries to conceal it while he knocks at the door. The prick answers, one blast to the head. Dad not fazed, just happy he's dead. He hears shouts from people in the kitchen, but he runs upstairs to find out where his kid is. He tries all the doors, but there's one that is locked. So he kicks it in and drops his gun with the shot. It's his daughter jumping out of the windowsill. But the curtains shiver as the wind blows in. He looks out with two hands on his head. He sees his little girl on the grass and she's dead. She thought it was the boyfriend that shot the gun. Thought that he was coming to get her, so she had to jump. But as the dad looks out, he just wants to cry. And in looking for him, the gang members arrive. Okay, and now you're going to there now. This song was written about the good weather, and I had hoped that it would have been sunny when I was doing this, but it was the exact opposite, and it was absolutely soaked. This one is called Day for the Beach. It's just a 16 bar verse in one of my songs, right? So we can all be happy now again. Up until now, I prayed for the heat. Then the sun comes out, it's a day for the beach. Hop in the car, play a day, new beat. Bring a gear bag, might go away for the week. Left hand on the wheel, right hand on the car door. Sunburn like a car flag that sore. Pick up the phone and I'm ringing the lads. So I pick a Boney, Mickey and Anto. Tune booming, blare it up. Cruise past the lock, we scare the ducks. When we get to the beach, we wear the shades, so the women can't see when we stare and gaze. That's some snaky shit. Some doctor pees up, so we take a pic. We see less sun when a man sees a doctor, making the most of what the sun can offer. kind of weird me doing this. I'm usually waiting for the beat, so gotta bear with me. This one is kind of an old verse that it is. It's just basically about being from Cork, okay? It's the city with the Lee that divides in the middle, full of piddle and trolleys that some boys rob from Little. Our accent goes up and down, just like our hills, boy. From Carrigaline through town to the Willow Mills, boy. Where I'm living, I can't get a broadband connection. 7 miles outside of the city, shitty phone reception. The countryside, feck it, I'll try to survive. I have to wake up at 3:30 to be at work for 5. I drive many miles, sometimes it takes ages. To service air at the airport, pay my wages. I pass through places named after Cork Kings. We got a bridge for Christie, and up by the South Ring, there's the Jack Lynch Tunnel, but we're missing one thing. When the fuck will we have a place named after Roy King? But another thing that would be the ultimate dream is for Cork to be the capital of the Irish rap scene.
Trying to figure her out.
And she knows exactly who she is. And then figuring that out.
I had a Chinese before I can start to sing.
And I'll do anything. Yes, I'll do anything that I have to, that I need to, that I want to get to you. And I'll do anything. Yes, I'll do anything that I have to, that I need to, that I want to get to you.
Met her on the 10th floor. She was trying to 10th floor to a fast food for her and seats. I had to have more quick approach before the chicks would go, because I wanna add another fight to 64. And the heavens will say when we develop a take. Even the devils have never blessed to her level of sin. I can tell that she's been and never built a take. Clever endeavor has her embedded on me. Sex to the beat, so I put the sex on repeat. Her affection is giving an effect up on me. Get up on me, get up the leaves, torn up the beat, born up the heat. I'm not concerned with have a dream tonight. I wanna fantasize and make the fantasies become real life. If she wants sex, then she has herself up close. Leave the club at 2 a.m. forgetting her code.
And I'll do anything. Yes, I'll do anything. Woo! That I have to, that I need to, that I want to get to you. And I'll do anything. Yes, I'll do anything that I have to, want to get to. Let me have my wish manifest with ease, cause my eyes still see your dimple cheeks clean. My ears start to hear your tongue speak with cheese. And the black dress enforced the lusty sin. What began as a search for sexy hind slowly changed with your educational son. Your character well, the social disguise showed the idea I had of you was wrong. But I forgot to ask that question.
What?
It's important, it's cure growing hunger.
Oh, yeah.
And to get your avid direction in my company, what is your number?
Yeah.
You have moved me, you attract your beauty. Now come, accompany me to see a movie.
No.
Why not? Yeah. But you have moved me.
I don't care.
And I'll do anything. Yes, I'll do anything. That I have to, that I need to, that I want to get to you. And I'll do anything. Yes, I'll do anything. That I have to, that I need to, that I want to get to you.
Alright. Yeah.
Woo!
You know?
See, the endings are a bit unnatural because we're missing the third fella.
Thanks, bro. This is a song I wrote about a girl at a wedding, and I thought I was going to find love. I sent her the song and never heard from her ever again.
She's sexy, unreal. She make you feel she's a real piece. The girl's a piece. I'm out of desire. She is on fire. A bit of passion. The girl's in fashion. She's so damn athletic, and you won't forget it. Her beauty is reckless. It blinks like her necklace. I'd eat her for breakfast. Looks good from head to toe. Go off to natural flow. And she put on a show. She's supernatural. She looks like a cover girl or a Greek goddess. And she gon' rock your world. Go sexy, go sexy, go. Go sexy, go sexy, go. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. She's supernatural. She looks like a cover girl or a Greek goddess. And she gon' rock your world. La la la. La 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 la. Yeah. Yeah. She'd leave you amazed, stuck in a daze. It's just a waste, what else can I say? She'll brighten your day. Her sex is inviting, your senses will heighten, your burdens will lighten, your day will be nicer, and you'll feel much wiser if you wait beside her. She's supernatural, she looks like a cover girl, or a Greek goddess, and she can rock your world.
go sexy, go, go sexy, go sexy, go. Oh, 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 oh. She's supernatural, she looks like a cover girl. All a Greek goddess, she could rock your world. She likes Spice and Beaver and her heart's bitter, sweet symphony. Wish to compose a nice supposed moon is bright, but I seek for some. Time to reap what's mirth and the deep what's fun. I worship a balance, create a symphony. A symphony compose a melody above the D. Eros and Aphrodite, someone to hold me tightly. I want money, please don't try, I want fun. I know the myths to be gone, I feel the need to reconcile. Cause you wanna find the pile, your light is pure as mine. It's frozen in time, create the rhythm and then we'll come as angel and run. Hold no worry, making ammo, yours is sweet. I can't stand any longer on the edge of my seat. I'm something that's burning, I can't put it out. Cause the picture twists in time, the lens blows out. She's supernatural, she looks like a cover girl. Or a Greek goddess, and she could rock your world. Go sexy, go sexy, go. Go sexy, go sexy, go. Oh, 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 oh. She's supernatural, she looks like a cover girl. Or a Greek goddess, and she could rock your world. Go sexy, go sexy, go. Go sexy, go sexy, go. Go sexy, go sexy, go. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you.
This one is called the jig, alright? I usually ask people to clap their hands in, but if you did it, I probably won't be able to hear the beat. Alright. Ah dear, what you see is that I'm dumb, I'm sweating nervously, I'm not gonna run. And I'm dancing around to this wonderful song, traditional Irish, that's how it gets down. This is our weapon, yes, this is our missile, it's the end of the fall with the Irish thing. With the hitting our spirit, mythical vibes, now don't tell me that you will not be alive. And I'm telling you, I don't know how it keeps going, it's giving me energy, so I keep going. Listen for a second, I'll be a kite, get up to the bar, buy me a pint, cause that is a drink, and I like to fuck daddy. Wherever I go, I go for a lot of patty, berry and cherry, that's up to dairy. And tell everyone that this shit is the very sure isn't a great to be happy or better, that's what we're about. Oh, dancing away, pack a happy low shovel and spill on our soaps. Sure isn't a great to be happy or better, that's what we're about. Oh, dancing away, pack a happy low shovel and spill on our soaps. Ho, come and get up, you fecker. Ho, come and get up. Hey, ho, come and get up, you fecker. Ho, come and get up. Shasuas, come and get up, you fecker. Ho, come and get up. Shasuas, come and get up. Bubba, Bubba, take it away, bro.
I'd be a good genius, Bubba, I'm sure. Ooh. Come inside of my tongue if you're not. Come to the den of it, there are unloved. And 10 of us cracking this past the claw. Quite the last news like this, I'm on the shore. Lyrical stuff, stuff, lyrical stuff. In kids, I'm on a poker pop. That from your toss, I'm getting knock off. Tell me a dog, cause you're in the crack. Tell me a choke, I'm getting lost in the rash. Finger and tell of who's not on the spars. The claw, I'm counting who's not on the mass. Finger and tell of who's not on the spars. The dog, your shit, tell me to lie in bars. Oh, I talk about you when you say lost.
I'm trying to scream.
la 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 la.
My shit is supposed to be on the pole. Toss and get those, that's who is the newest, that's who is the newest. Shots to us. Toss and get those, that's who is the newest, that's who is the newest. Ho, come on, ho, Schlichter. Ho, come on, ho, Schlichter. Hey, hey.
Oh yeah, this is talking about a woman who is real sexy. Yeah. This is one of these tunes. Yeah, I know, but I got to explain that it was one of those tunes back at the time when I was only a young fella. What a sexy woman. Look, I'm a man, I'm going to admire you, of course. Now, girl, you're such a nice thing, and girl, you're so inviting. I'll broaden my horizon, cause there's no point in hiding. I'll broaden my horizon, I said there's no point in hiding. From the beauty you're providing, I'll feel fire you're igniting. The embodiment of my ideals, oh girl, I just keep it real. Cause I really do feel like you're... I missed the beginning of that, this guy who was talking. I'm a damn guy, anyway. What a sexy woman. Hey, sorry if you're in the corner there, but she was. I'm celebrating her beauty. Is that okay? It's not, like, you know. She's nice, like. What a sexy woman. I think she's unconscious now. She was lovely looking. I was in a church thinking of sin, then she spoke and inspired a grin. Eyes grew deep just like the sea, and maybe the man that could speak charismatically, and I could feel her generosity, happily invoked my curiosity and my amorosity. This is a case of boy meets girl, and feels like he could take on the world, cause she could cure me. With a dose of purity, I adore thee, cause you adore me. So let's drink from the fountain of romance and kiss while we slow dance the slow jams. And I've got no qualms if she wants to hold hands. I could do it all night, cause she makes everything alright, eh? That was nice, wasn't it?
What a pretty lady. Hey. What a pretty lady. Hey. I wish she was my baby. Hey. She's a lovely woman. She's a lovely woman. Lovely woolly jumper. Makes me want to tumper.
No, when you drop it.
She had a lovely jumper.
It's the only thing I got rhymed with. Sorry.
Jumper, jumper. I could have crunked her. No, get crunk.
No. I could have pumped her. But that doesn't make sense.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I could have done the actual crusher on her and pumped her. Ah! But it wouldn't have made sense that quick. There you go. There we go. Thank you for the song. Newly recorded tomorrow song. What a pretty lady.
Right. This one's called Sunday Morning. When I woke up, I didn't know where I was, right? Do you know those sort of mornings? I'm like, what the hell? Where am I? Who are these people? How the hell did I get here? It's like, alright. Here we go. Me and the gap is like a farmer in a John Deere. Me without a knife, it's like Santa without a long bear. I know it's 7 a.m. but no way are we gonna stop here. The other lads crash like the fella out of Top Gear. Still all asleep. I know it's not fair, don't know where I am, I no idea how I got there. And those cigarettes, I hope there is a shop near. I'll have to fight it, I'll go out into the hot glare of the sun as I run down to the town, look around on the pro, don't know how it can be found. I'm lost and surrounded by thousands of cows, trees at the
when I come and go to my road. I chuck away my cat over the ditch into a field. Stuck the tongue out of my hand to hit you live for being real. A scumbag in the van picks me up and now I feel I'm in trouble. Blech. I get sick over his jeans. It's a Sunday morning and I should be at church. Church. So I'm in a situation that couldn't be worse. Oh, yeah. And it's a Sunday morning and I should be at mass. But instead I wake up in a strange house. Sorry, the fella, right? The fella pulling on the corner. Now this is kind of awkward, like getting caught by your mother watching the porno. I was out of order, although I will be slaughtered. I'm more fucked now than Mr. Hilton's daughter. He said, come here, boy, I'll count to three. You have to start wiping down me jeans. One, obviously not the sound of speed. Two, nobody will hear me with my loudest scream. Three, I take the tractor up the back door of his pants and I open up the door and down the road I do advance. His father walking down towards me as I take a glance back. Cock on his pants, man, what a fucking sad sap. And that second, I see that he's upset. I collapse on the ground cause I'm panting out of breath. This is gonna cost me, never took a bigger bet. All this hassle for a pack of cigarettes. It's a Sunday morning and I should be at church. But I'm in a situation, it couldn't be worse. And it's a Sunday morning and I should be at mass. But instead I wake up in a strange gas. No, I'm in a conundrum. How can I get this undone? I fall into the ground like the fella was in London. He runs up, one pop, now my jaw's cocked up. Like the fella that's buzzing with pills and a crumb up. I bleed, I'm in need of a cigarette, please. Can I keep to a tree? I clean up your jeans. He sees I really need my nicotine hit, so he hands me his lighter, but I run away quick with it. He just stands there, probably sick of it, and I hop the ditch. This is ridiculous, there is no stopping this. Happy like a pig and shit. I have my cigarette so he can give my a kiss. But I'm in love because he jumped into a field full of bulls that'll look like big killing machines. No wonder a fucker didn't pursue me, to know a beast is actually gonna run right through me. It's Sunday morning and I should be at church. But I'm in a situation that couldn't be worse. This is Sunday morning and I should be at mass. But instead I wake up in a strange gas. I know I'm covering cold up as a co-host.
Yes!
Woo!
Shock young, we all are Colleen, have you met a girl there? True, no, that was actually, she had me when I was in a bad spot, so it was nice. I mean, like, no, she had me seriously, not physically.
Es tormento, mundo te cruz. No hay infierno, es tu mafia. Me quedo en manchu. Me tompia, es tu anjo como.
Talk. Ready? Oh no. Next one. Oh, no, next one. No, next one, not really. Sure. The brother. I don't know.
Toss it down. Natasha is a kink and I get physical. Korte Tashi Björknak, lyrical. Tashi Emperor. Tashi Walker, Mister. A Tom Cohort. You ain't my boss.
Not really.
Hey,
jogging, can ask the rash.
Yep.
Ni fair the left, we keep on lashing back.
Shap.
Tash on my eye, don't get to a chunk the rash.
Shap.
It's fair the linda in a flash. Shall I be? Became a love with God to must live. It's fair the laughing wood at dinner. Money, you can't even tell a goodness.
Lanaroy Cullin, 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 Lanaroy Cullin.
Mae'n byd yn yma cri a byd yn yma sli Na lyf ddysgu a to gas dy e di Tan y dili a gol Tamo eich yn ymcio ac i feddwl am yn was Ni eto hwn yn glor Ni ddim yn gymryd ffordd at y ffordd yn sio Mae'n mynd nod am y cri rôl Tyn fel eich o gol Dyma cri gydol Nod yn ymchant Dyna dyna ni mal ymdrol Ni mal ymdrol Salag be Fe gym yn law y da Tyn mwrs le Nes fe dy lap dim hwn A dyn nhw
Lanaroy Cullin, 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 Lanaroy Cullin.
Need a redirection to fill up Tommy, they're getting a
the mass is spilling. In my ERP and all rooms of concrete, you're all being too thick to colour, you're in green. It's mission plate, yeah, it's mission fan. Even if you're not, you're going to take a barrel. It's all on to Canada's heart to be bought. Not affecting the party, man, since it's here, bro. From here, Kim, let's not kill a Kim. Let's the Carlin, he's a Kim, it's a Philip. Shasters, nah, be it a heat. Shasters, no the clutch of two and carry. Goodness, the cartoons, I'm here, come on. But with Shakespeare, Tom Hanks, come this the tattoo, Tom Hanks, GMC, that's Tom Hanks, come this the tattoo, Tom Hanks, but with Shakespeare, Tom Hanks, come this tattoo, Tom Hanks, GMC, Tom Hanks, if I'm back in GMC, the tail of the curve, you're the rhythm of the killer.
Thank you. Sure. You're the middle of the room.